The demonstrators' demands have escalated over the course of the past 3 weeks, including a call for the resignation of President Milosevic. And popular anger is focused not only on the president, but also on his 54-year-old wife, widely regarded as a sinister force behind the strongman. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
The lyrics of a popular song being played during the demonstrations talk about corruption, communism, and the mafia. The song was banned when it was released a few months ago, authorities said, because of its dirty language. Copies of Baba Yula can be found only on the black market. Baba means nasty old granny, and Yula means mad woman. But it's also a play on Yule, the name of the Marxist party allied with the ruling socialists. And there's no doubt in any Serb's mind whom the song refers to. First Lady Mirjana Marković, the leader of Yule, and the person most despised by the anti-government demonstrators. Braca Grubačić is the editor of a daily political newsletter.
She is the most influential person and most influential factor on crucial Milosevic's decisions.
For years, there's been intense speculation about the psychological relationship of Serbia's ruling couple. Mirjana comes from a prominent communist family and is said to be the ideological backbone of the marriage.
He is her creation.
Mirjana Bobic Mosilovic is a prominent TV and print journalist.
She created him from the very first day, and she decided that he will become the new Tito.
Mirjana has a tragic family history. Her mother, a partisan during World War II, was captured by the Nazis and tortured. She was then released, but under a cloud that she may have named names. When Mirjana was 3 years old, her mother was shot, it's not clear by whom. Mirjana's father more or less abandoned her, and legend has it that Mirjana vowed to dedicate her life to rehabilitating her mother's memory and upholding her political cause. Milan St. Protić is director of the Center for Serbian Studies in Belgrade.
She is a professor of Marxism. She teaches that at the university. All of her works are within the framework of Marxist-Leninist ideology. I mean, that's all she's been doing all of her life.
Over the last few years, Serbs have gotten to know Mirjana through her diary excerpts published weekly in the magazine Duga. She started with philosophical musings about nature and gradually moved to forecasting the political demise of prominent figures. She was the first to signal that the ultranationalist Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic no longer enjoyed her husband's favor. A few weeks later, Milosevic abandoned Karadzic. Braca Grubačić.
So after this couple of cases, she became like a political psychic. And definitely people knew that, okay, if her husband tells her something in a bedroom and she comes out with that, well, it means that through her diary we might know what a new direction of politics in Serbia. So the diaries really became a sort of cult stuff here.
Journalist Mirjana Bobic Mosilovic says that as Milosevic gradually consolidated his power and dragged Serbia into the bleak depths of ultranationalism and the bloody breakup of Yugoslavia, Mirjana stood quietly and faithfully by his side.
Suddenly she became, you know, the alter ego of Slobodan Milosevic. She acted like a sort of makeup artist to the, you know, ugly face of his politics.
Milan St. Protić says the couple decided it was best that the Marxist ideologue wife remain in the shadows during what he describes as the so-called nationalist period, when Milosevic was building domestic consensus as the architect of Greater Serbia.
Now with the appearance of Mira Marković on the political scene, it's becoming evident that that wasn't the case, that nationalism was only used at a certain point of time to mobilize the Serbian nation to preserve the status quo, the existing communist system, in as much of former Yugoslavia as was possible.
And once Milosevic had reshaped his image as a peacemaker with the signing of the Dayton Peace Plan for Bosnia, Mirjana began to emerge more forcefully on the political scene and formed her very own Marxist-Leninist party, the Yugoslav United Left, or YUL. And within the ruling elite, it was immediately clear what had to be done to remain in Milosevic's favor. Mirjana Bobic Mojsilovic.
It is more profitable to keep her attention than to keep his attention, and that the best way to please him is to be loved by her.
But Braca Grubacic says the Serbian people were particularly alienated by Jule members, who did not seem as ideologically inspired as their leader, Mirjana.
She collected in Jule a number of really the richest people in Serbia. Those people who publicly claimed that they started with 100,000 Deutschmark in 1992 and that they have now some capital worth 200 million Deutschmark in two, three years.
Suddenly we found out that her and, you know, one small circle of people around her are, you know, having their fingers everywhere in, you know, in media, in, you know, the main political decisions, in the economics, in, you know, foreign policy, whatever.
But Mirjana Bobic-Mojsilovic says the recent opposition municipal victory stunned the ruling couple, and the president is said to have ordered his aides to correct the mistake, triggering the ongoing mass demonstrations against the vote rigging. But this didn't stop Mirjana from traveling to India to promote a book of her diary excerpts. For the first 2 weeks of protests, the government did nothing. Then, suddenly, a police statement warned of a crackdown against any violence, and the Serbian parliament president described the demonstrators as fascists. This sudden, harder line is said to have coincided with Mirjana's return home. And, contrary to her husband, Mirjana has actually spoken out publicly against the opposition demonstrations. In an interview with the state-run Radio Belgrade earlier this week, Mirjana referred to previous protests in 91 and 92 when, she said, the first people were killed in the streets and, hyperbolically, that Belgrade was almost completely destroyed. Now, she added, we are faced with the danger of even more brutal violence and with greater material damage than we have had in the last 50 years. Mirjana Bobic-Mojsilovic.
She was describing herself and her party as a leftist, as a person who is very much taking very much care of, you know, the feelings of ordinary people, of proletariat, of, you know, everything. And now she's accusing all those proletarians who are outside of being violent and being almost fascists and terrorists and everything.
Milan St. Protic believes that the Milosevic couple would still justify all their actions by citing classic Marxist-Leninist jargon.
Backed by some right-wing, dark forces from the outside, from the United States, or I don't know from where, the opposition leaders were able to mislead the population in Serbia and take them on a wrong path. And they have the duty to use absolutely everything possible to bring the people back on the right track.
Over the last few weeks, the ruling couple has become the butt of satire. Caricatures of Mirjana portray her as the ugly witch, the evil queen, and the dragon lady. And the favorite joke making the rounds of Belgrade is that the reason why Mirjana went to India was to rig the results of the Miss World contest. Descriptions of the saga of Slobodan and Mirjana range from Shakespearean tragedy to Gothic horror to pulp fiction. One Belgrade intellectual compared their home to the court of Macbeth, saying the husband is in love with his wife's madness. Mirjana Bobic-Mojsilovic disagrees.
Maybe saying that it is a Macbeth court, it is too sophisticated, too literally, too romantic, too dramatic.
The journalist says an analogy with a certain grotesque cartoon family is closer to home.
You know, it is black humor on both sides, you know, in reality and in metaphor. But unfortunately, we really do feel, you know, the black side of that humor in Serbia from our Adams family a lot.
Milan St. Protic believes that the Serbian Morticia and her anti-Western outspokenness could ultimately provoke the couple's downfall.
She is helping all of us much more than anyone else to present this regime in its real light of open communism.
And Mediana, the sibyl of the last communist regime in Europe, may have already had the last word. She once wrote that communism, which was born in bloodshed, can be destroyed only through bloodshed. This is Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade.